Cat would have been appalled had it not been a very typical thought for her grandmother. And I'm, well, not technically a goddess, since I don't belong to a single pantheon, but I follow after my father, who likes to protect mankind, and I really don't want to see a bunch of demons eating people. Call me sentimental. Apollyme made a noise of extreme dissatisfaction.
That's the only thing I detest about your father. You two are... what is that human word you use?
Wimps. Hardly. Dad and I can more than hold our own. Apollyme gave an uncharacteristic snort that Cat decided to ignore. And you still haven't answered my question. Cat pressed on in spite of her grandmother's mood. What are the Demi? Now the goddess was irritated, which was manifested in her grabbing one of the sweet black pears that grew on black-barked trees of her garden. She crushed it in her hand.
They're Anu and Enlil's final revenge on us all. While the Galu may be seen as the atom bomb that negated my Karantes, Anu created the Demi as a nuclear holocaust.
Cat wasn't sure what she meant. How so?
The Demi are seven demons unlike anything you can imagine. They are uncontrollable, even for the gods. They're so dangerous that the Sumerians never even dared release them. From the moment they were created, they were put in a cell that has a time release. Every few millennia, whatever is holding them weakens. If the Sumerian gods are still alive, they reseal the seven demon sisters, and life goes on as normal. But should something happen to the pantheon, and there be no more Sumerian gods to reseal their tomb, the Demi are unleashed on the world to destroy it, and whatever pantheon is in charge. It's Anu's last laugh against whoever killed him and his children.
So Sin hadn't been lying. It made Kat's stomach ache to think of what the seven demons could be capable of. She already knew what the typical monsters could do, and the Karanti. There was no telling what the Demi would be like.
Don't you think that harsh?
Apollyme gave her an arch look.
I only wish I'd thought of it myself.
Cat shook her head. She didn't know why Apollyme hated her mother so much, since the two of them were pretty darn close in personality, and thought similarly on most topics. Apollyme licked the sweet juice from her fingertips.
But that doesn't explain why you're asking me all this, child. What about the Sumerians has you so curious when you've never asked about them before?
Well, right now I have their last survivor locked in my house.
Apollyme went rigid. You what?
Sin's in my house. Down the street. Apollyme's swirling eyes began to glow, something they only did when she was highly agitated.
Have you lost your mind?
Before Cat could defend her decision, Apollyme vanished. Cat cursed. There was no doubt in her mind where her grandmother had gone. Aggravated, too, Cat flashed herself back to her house. Sure enough, Apollyme was there, and Sin was pinned to the wall.
Grandma!
Back off, Apollyme snarled. Cat was stunned by her response. Not once in all her life had Cat's grandmother ever raised her voice to her. The next thing she knew, both Sin and Apollyme were gone.
What in the name of Zeus was going on?
Cat closed her eyes, but couldn't find any trace of them. They had to be at the palace, and there was no telling what Apollyme was doing to Sin, but whatever it was sure to be bloody and painful. And that was what Apollyme did for people she liked.